Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com.
Well, welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast. Today, Jed, we're going to try to talk about the retention interview.
The retention interview, yes. I brought my dog into Wiley Manager Studios, and she's going to help us out.
Yeah, thanks for that, because I think I stepped onto something on the way in here, so thanks very much.
Ouch. Well, it's part of the retention initiative here at Wiley Manager. It's bring your pets to work day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works for you, not so good for me.
Because you have no pets.
Before we dive into here, we'll do our new regular feature called Viewer Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Jason Clark, I think this time was
Jason Clark, yes, via iTunes, came and said something to us. So get this. He says, Jed and Bob have a relaxed delivery that takes a subject matter that's often dry and makes it entertaining, being leadership and management, I guess. And definitely the easiest way to give yourself a little career development during your commute.
Ah, so he's listening while driving into work every morning, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. We like to think that we're a distraction to people from safe operation of a motor vehicle.
Hands-free, hopefully.
Yep, or maybe he's on transit, and so we're a distraction to all the wonderful things that happen on public transit.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jason. Appreciate the feedback.
Yep, and we encourage other people to reach out to us either via iTunes or on our website directly or via Facebook or LinkedIn. We're everywhere, Jed.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Why don't you tell us what we're talking about today? So it's all about retention interviews. Give us a rundown of what the show's about.
Sure. So we'll talk about why we think you should bother with these ideas of the retention interview, and then give you some basics as to what they're all about, how to conduct one. Some examples of some interview questions that you might use. Talk about taking action before ending with three things.
All right. Okay. Well, tell me why I should care.
Well,
actually, you know what? Before you do that, yes. Tell me what a retention interview actually is.
Sure. Well, a retention interview is similar yet different from an exit interview. So most people would be familiar with what an exit interview is, where you can talk about why the person left after they've left.
Right.
Which is
right.
A lot like maybe closing the barn door after the horse has already left the stable.
Yeah, maybe a little.
A little too late. So where the retention interview is different is you conduct these interviews while the person is still with the organization. So hopefully there's still some time for you to do something with the feedback that they're giving you in order to make them stay.
Right on. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So again, so that's if it's not self-evident, tell me why would I want to do this? Why do I bother?
Yeah, similar to any reason why you would be concerned with retention, right? It's costly. Finding people is both costly. It's very time consuming.
Yep.
Your life as a leader is going to be much easier without constantly replacing people in the constant cycle of interviewing, onboarding, training, getting them up to speed, doing all that that additional stuff. And ultimately, your results are going to be better if you're not constantly having new people in your organization. You're going to be able to deliver better results with a more consistent team than you will if you're constantly got a turnstile of folks in and out.
Yeah, no kidding. And you mentioned the cost part is that there was an interesting study done a few years ago by the Journal of Compensation and Benefits, and they discovered that when you lose skilled talent, it's between 1.5 and 2.5 times the annual salary to replace that person.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't small potatoes. This is a pretty big deal. If you can retain people that you would rather keep in an organization, there's a very real and direct cost savings to doing so.
And we would argue that the retention interview is a great tool to help you do that.
Right on. Well, tell us how we make it go. What are the basics of getting this thing done?
Well, the basics are start now. So, the sooner you know about a problem, the easier it's going to be to fix it, right? So if you ask now and something's frustrating a particular employee, fixing it's going to be easier now than it will be 6 months from now when that perhaps relatively simple frustration is turned into a real annoyance or a real problem or issue that's maybe leading that person to think about leaving. So there's no time to start like the present.
Right on. Do them now.
Do them now and do them often, I would suggest. So where this is a bit different than maybe your employee satisfaction types of surveys is that you can do them a lot more often. Because they're so simple, you can do them a lot more often. Your organization might do an employee satisfaction survey once every 12 or 24 months, whereas these, I would suggest, once a quarter is not unrealistic because they're so simple to conduct.
Right. And interestingly, I mean, we fully advocate well-done employee satisfaction surveys, but they are going to give you an overview as to the whole organization. And this idea of doing a retention interview actually allows you to target it much more individually to individual performers because, as we've talked about before, Jed, not all employees are created equal.
Yeah, imagine that, eh?
Yeah. People hate it. People hate it when we say it, but it's true. There's some people that you really want to retain, quite badly, and other people, if they left, it's sort of like, oh, well,
thank goodness that happened.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it allows you to get the individualized feedback and perhaps then do individualized plans to try and make things better. So do them often. I would also suggest that this shouldn't be extra work for you. So we're not asking you to go and, you know, do something that's going to be an add-on to your already busy lives. Yeah. We're suggesting you do these as part of your existing one-on-ones already. So this isn't an add-on. Just leverage your existing venues in order to accomplish these things.
Right on. And interestingly, if, you know, so you and I have talked lots about one-on-ones before, right? So regular listeners of the podcast know that we advocate these things regularly. Mm-hmm. So, so if this is something that you're not doing now and you want some help, I'd encourage anybody listening to go back to the website where we've got, we've done a few podcasts that are kind of related to this. The one that's coming to mind is certainly the one on one-on-one meetings where we've got the podcast and the cheat sheet. And we also did a podcast and have a cheat sheet on employee retention. So both those are things that if this is something that's of interest to you, there's lots more dirt back at www.wileymanager.com.
Yeah. And the other thing I would add as far as some of the basics go, we're not today going to give you, here's the 10 questions that you must ask during the retention interview, because these are the best 10 questions.
I like it when you're prescriptive.
Well, in this case, we're going to allow you or ask you to put on your thinking cap and figure out, given your current situation, what your organization is going through, what might be the right questions to want to ask. I mean, broadly, we would suggest start with some organizational stuff. Hey, what do you like about working at X company? What yep. don't you like about working at X company? What would you do, if you owned it, you know, what would you do differently in order to make things better, right? Start broad. Then you can narrow down to maybe talking and having a few questions about the team, the work environment that the team works in, the work itself. So what are you liking about the work? What aren't you liking about the work that you're asked to do week in, week out? And I would also encourage you to ask a little bit about your own leadership too. So don't be shy or afraid to ask, hey, what's some feedback from me as your leader? What kind of things could I be doing differently or better to help you enjoy and feel satisfied by the work that you're doing here at this company?
Right on. So there's a few examples of how to get started. Anything else that comes to mind before I push ahead?
No, I would say that's potentially with high potential talent. So again, this is where you need to put your thinking cap on. Who are you talking to? What might be great things to ask them? So with high potential talent, you might ask things like, you know, tell me what you've been liking about your work in the last 4 months. You know, so that'll give you an idea as to what kind of things they enjoy, so you can maybe give them more of that in the future. Tell them about what things have been driving you nuts in the last 4 months. Again, so that you can gather some information about what this person's finding frustrating, so you can maybe minimize that frustration going forward.
Right.
Another great question might be, hey, Bob, tell me what you would really like to be involved with in the next 4 months. He might be aware of some project work that's going on or some initiatives that he's heard about happening that he might then be able to tell you, geez, I'd really love an opportunity to go and work on that. That would be really cool. Well, great. If you can engineer that somehow and make that happen, again, you're going to help that individual feel committed to the organization, committed to the work, and help them want to stay.
Right on. And I think that part's actually key, right? So you talk about what's going to happen coming next. Because again, what happened, you know, last week and last month, that it actually doesn't matter that much. Really the only reason that anything that happened in the past matters is how it's going to affect what we might do differently in the future.
Exactly.
Right? So, you know, by shining the spotlight to the future, we can actually have a really constructive discussion. And by framing it in that way, you also... because you run a risk in a meeting like this where somebody, you know, you throw the door open to somebody to come in and air all their grievances, right?
Yeah,
and so if you shine the spotlight in the future and you say, okay, well, what can we do differently going forward that would be, you know, really meaningful to you and whatever the case may be, then you're going to have a really constructive discussion as opposed to all the, you know,
nasty
crap I
want to
whinge about. Yeah, my whinge list from the last year, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Cool.
I'll offer up a couple others. Just you might find yourself where you have had maybe a bit of an exodus on your team, right? You have some retention issues. This is, again, where you figure out what questions are going to work for you in your situation. But if that is, in fact, the case, you might ask very directly, hey, you know, why do you think some people are choosing to leave our organization or leave our team?
Why is everybody going?
Tell me what you think. Yeah.
Don't you like me?
If you were me, well, you know, what would you do differently or change to make people want to stay?
Right.
You know, so you could ask them very direct questions about, hey, let's be honest, we had 3 people leave in the last 4 months.
Right on.
Help me understand what's going on.
You should do this in a room with like a bare light bulb, right, too. And, you know, like a,
yeah, the
you know,
interrogation.
Table on a chair, right? Say, why, I hear you're thinking about leaving. Why?
Well, you might, again, I think you can ask some direct questions that are going to give you some real good clues as to why you might be seeing some of this go on.
Right on. So for the record, I was kidding about that. People that don't know that Jed and I are, you know.
Jokesters.
We're jokesters. Right on. Okay. Well, tell me how I make this go, Jed. It's so you've won me over. I think this is a good thing to do. What do I got to do to make it work?
Well, I think the most important thing now, so we've talked about how you go and have some of these conversations. You do them on your one-on-ones. I would encourage you to plan some of your questions out. Although we're not going to provide you the list of 10, you should sit down and think about what are the 4 or 5 killer questions that you're going to ask. They're going to help you gather the information you need to gather. But the most important thing is that you actually take action after you've gathered the information. So these interviews are going to help you find out that you might have some problems that require some attention, but you know, finding out that you have problems is only a good thing if you're prepared to actually do something about it going forward.
Right.
So it's the action you take afterwards, which is really going to be, you know, which is really the key to making this thing work for yourself. And even if you can't have an action to fix absolutely everything, because you're just not, but you need to be able to look them in the eye and tell them, hey, I've heard that feedback. And the answer is no, I'm sorry. We're not starting a bring your pet to work day because we're working in a food manufacturing plant. That would make no sense.
You bring your pet to work and it might end up in a sausage.
So that's, you know, obviously being facetious, but you need to be able to look them in the eye and tell them what you are and can work on. And there might be some things that you need to tell them, hey, that's just not going to change for us. I appreciate the feedback, but that's not possible here.
Hey, where'd your dog go? No, quite seriously. I mean, the fastest way to upset people is to ask them their opinion and do nothing about that.
Right.
Right. So make sure anything that you're prepared to that you do ask, you're prepared to. If not, you don't have to. That doesn't mean that every suggestion that comes from an employee you act on. Right. But what does mean that you close the loop with them on that.
Yeah.
So as you suggest, you either say, yeah, that's a good idea, let's do that. Or you say, well, no, we're not going to do that. We're not prepared to do that at this time for these reasons.
Yeah. Help them with the link, too. So if you are making some organizational changes as a result of the feedback, tell them that it's because of the feedback you provided. Hey, we're doing this over here because you guys or you told me this was important. Help
right.
them see the connection between, hey, you gave me some feedback, I acted. Because sometimes people might think that change is just, you know, regular business, that we're moving this forward because of something else entirely. Well, if you can help them make some connections between, hey, I provided feedback and that changed, that's great. The other thing you can do with the information you've gathered, help leverage that information to help sell some of your ideas for change with other stakeholders in the organization that you might need to engage in the solution, if you will.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Well, tidy it up for us, Jed. Give us the three things.
Three things. So start now. There's no time like the present in order to start gathering some of this feedback so that you can do something about it. As we said earlier, the better.
Right on. Do it now. Do it often. All right. Number two.
Use existing venues. So again, the Wiley Manager guys aren't asking you to, this isn't a create work project. Use your one-on-ones. In some situations, even the team meeting might be appropriate, but use your existing venues to do this work.
Okay. And number three?
We just talked about it. Take action. Gathering the feedback and doing nothing with it does a disservice to you and erodes your credibility. Make sure you do something with the information you've gathered.
Do it now. Do it often. Use existing venues and make sure you actually do something about it.
Yes,
That's
sir.
Sage advice, my friend.
Indeed.
Right on. So I do remind everybody, for every one of these podcasts that we do, we have a cheat sheet back at the Wiley Manager website with the content of a lot of what we're talking about and point form, easy to read, fill in the blanks type stuff. It's all good. And so we've got our top 40 most popular cheat sheets as voted on by your web traffic.
Yes.
Hadn't thought about that before. Anyway, the ones that seem to get the most attention, we've bound up into a nice PDF file for you. So you can go onto our website and pick that off absolutely free. So we encourage you to go to the website and check that out.
Excellent.
Right on. All right, Jed, thank you for that. And we'll see you next time.
You betcha.
Welcome back to the Wiley Manager.
This one does not want to get done.
This podcast does not want to get produced.
Yeah, troth mubbles. I got troth mubbles.
What a couple of Lugans.
You may be smarter than me, but I talk better.